Artist Alma Thomas was the first Black woman to have a solo exhibition at New York's Whitney Museum of American Art in 1972. But long before that, she was a middle school teacher in D.C.'s Shaw neighborhood. A stunning retrospective of her work is currently on exhibit at the Phillips Collection. It charts her artistic evolution and her relationship with the district. To talk more about Alma Thomas and her impact, we're joined by Renee Maurer, Associate Curator at the Phillips Collection. Renee, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Rachel.
Let's get started with a little biographical information. For those who aren't familiar with her, can you give us a sense of who Alma Thomas was?
She was born in Columbus, Georgia in 1891. In 1907, she moved with her family to Washington, D.C. She lived in the Logan Circle neighborhood. She is the first fine arts graduate of Howard University. She graduated in 1924 under the mentorship of James Herring, who created the department. A year later, she began her career at Shaw Junior High Middle School. She was a teacher there for 35 years. What this exhibition presents to you is that she gave to the community in so many different ways. And she lived a long art-filled life and was really driven by the pursuit of beauty and color.
The exhibit charts how Thomas developed her signature style. How would you describe that style?
It is called her Alma Stripes. And it was something that came about in the mid-60s. She had about of arthritis in 64, and she was recovering. And there's a wonderful anecdote that's associated with it. She was looking out her window and saw the holly tree moving in the wind. She was inspired by the rhythm, the way the sun sort of was filtering through the branches, inspired by the shadows within her home and what she saw outside. And that movement, that dynamism, the patterns were very inspirational to her at the time. And she thought about how to create pattern and color. So these stripes are pats of color that are complementary and contrasting. They are placed on the canvas in 1-inch patterns. And then later she also pursued a circular format that reminds us of some of the gardens that surrounded Alma Thomas.
I loved seeing paintings depicting D.C. locales, like, for example, Dumbarton Oaks. What was Thomas's relationship with the district? How did it influence her work and vice versa?
Alma Thomas brought so much to not only D.C. arts community, but the larger D.C. community, offering opportunities to her students, for example, at Shaw Junior High. She asked them to really find beauty every day and in every way. She also created the first art gallery at a D.C. public school. At that art gallery, she offered opportunities for her students to exhibit their art. She brought them out of Shaw to let them know that there were so many cultural institutions that they could go to, the Library of Congress, the Smithsonian, the Phillips, Howard, and really experience the art of the city. That opportunity for people surrounding her to see beauty and to see it within the Washington communities, that's, you know, a story that is very much a part of this exhibition.
Are there any reactions to the exhibit from visitors that have stood out to you?
There are many people that have loved Alma Thomas for a very long time, and so they are thrilled to have an exhibition of her art in Washington, D.C. And then there are others who are so driven by the beauty, the color, the scale, which is both overwhelming and intimate at the same time. One of my favorite paintings is Red Azaleas, which is 6 feet in height and 13 and a half feet in width. Alma Thomas was in her mid-80s while she was doing it. She was only 5 foot in stature. And at this moment in her life, she was experiencing various health issues. And with this particular painting, she was having some trouble standing. She would sandwich herself between two tables, and on the tables were canvases, and then she worked that way. And it really encapsulates everything about her, like her love for environment. It has the vibrant color. It's an experience unto its own. Many people are taken with it visually. And then when they learn about her, they are inspired even more.
Overwhelming and intimate at the same time is such an on-point way to describe this exhibit. The Alma W. Thomas Everything is Beautiful special exhibit is co-organized by the Chrysler Museum of Art in Virginia and the Columbus Museum in Georgia. It will be on display at the Phillips Collection through January 23rd. Renee Maurer, Associate Curator at the Phillips Collection, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.